time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This is part of my Don't Look Now series. This is things that have happened to me in the wild, some crazy adventures with critters. Well, the title of this show, and I think you'll like it, is Don't Look Now, but there's a snake on my boots. Well, growing up for me, the spring rite of passage was being present at every opening day of every single fishing season. That meant the first Saturday in April, my two best friends and my cousins, Jimmy Toots and Donnie B, we were going to be there. You know, most opening days for us, we started at the base of Saxon Falls, and we'd be in our waders just prior to sunrise, and we're out there, I mean, because you needed to find the best fishing spot. It's funny how the first day of fishing season, there's 80 jillion guys out there, a few ladies, by the way, and then the number goes down to 40 jillion and progressively less and less. But the rite of passage is you needed to be there. You know, for those of you that don't fish, like opening day for a trout fisherman is like being in line for a shopper on Black Friday. I just want you to know first thing is I absolutely hate to shop, but I love to fish. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the characters in here because to this day, we are still best friends. My cousin Jimmy Toots, I really believe he's the last true cowboy in the East. He works hard at everything he does, and he will do anything for everyone. He's the only person to this day, when my phone rings between 4:30 and 5 a.m. in the morning, I know it's Jimmy Toots, and I know that I can call him at the same time because I also happen to be that morning person. And here's a story. My cousin Donnie B, well, he has twin brothers, Michael, Kevin. So every morning waking up, Jimmy Toots and I, summertime, it is now around 5 a.m., and we all live right next to each other. So Jimmy and I would go outside, meet each other, and we would walk down the hill, you know, like between our grandma's yards, so a little hill, and into Michael, Kevin, Donald's, Donnie B's backyard. So we're in there, and we'd be coming up because we figured, hey, if we're up, well, they should be up too. So we'd walk over to the window at every single morning. My Aunt Nancy would be in the window, and she'd go, Joey and Jimmy, go home right now. And we were just like, okay. And we just turned around and go play, and that's what we did. We were blessed to grow up in an area where we had six of our families all living together house by house by house by house. So we grew up as best friends doing everything we could in the outdoors. Well, my cousin Donnie B and I, you know, we've been close straight through. We went to Rutgers University together, and we had many of the same classes together. So we would just hang out at the university together. And it's funny that Donnie B was a zoo vet, or I should say was a zoology major who became a vet. And I was the botany guy, and I became the environmental scientist. So our biology classes just crossed over all the times. Our environmental science, our zoology classes, our chem classes, they just crossed. So Donnie B and I were together all the time. So enough about the cast of characters, because I'm sure you know enough about me by now. But you know, it wasn't just about catching fish. It was about bragging rights. Because you see, when you're out there fishing with your best friends, to this day, a lot of times Jimmy Toots and my buddy Inspector Dave and I will get together and we'll go out and fish. And, hey, and do I want to catch fish? Yeah, we're catch and release guys. We're releasing like more than 99.999% of fish back into the wild. Matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I actually kept a fish because I catch and release all the fish. But it's about bragging rights because that is something that you're absolutely looking for when you're with your friends. And I'm sure you also know that this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So on this day, we were going to be spin fishing. And you know what? I don't spin fish much now. I really am the big-time fly fisherman. But again, I am on camera all the time, and you can go to joeyb.tv, joeyb.tv, and you'll see me spin fishing and teaching a couple different techniques on there, but I also do some fly fishing techniques on there as well. So if you want to catch some of that, you can. But, you know, my fishing rods, They just go with me everywhere I go across this country. Just have to. But hey, wait, wasn't this show about snakes? Well, I'm sure you know that in a roundabout way, I will get there. Well, one opening day, we needed to get away from the crowds. So Jimmy Toots, he is, happens to be our also besides our fishing buddy there. Jimmy is also our fishing guide. So Jimmy takes us to a section of the river that few people know about. Toots tells us that the Rangers love this spot, and we figure, well, if it's good enough for them, then it's good enough for us. And this was the perfect day. It was early April, sunny, and in the 60s. Hey, I have been out, and this is not an exaggeration, I have been out on opening days, 30s, and snowing. You can ask Dr. Bob on one of those days. So, you know, Toots, Donnie B., Dr. Bob and I one day, and I'm telling you right now, 30s and snowing. So this was the ultimate awesome day. Now, there was a footbridge over the river from where we parked the truck. So here we are, you know, we look across, and I am, you know, scouting because I'm looking across the river and next to the footbridge. I consider that to be the ultimate spot. I look there and I said, wow, and I'm staring at it, and there's the ultimate spot. Well, so did another fisherman because he was already there. Oh, man, and I'm not ticked off. But I just said, I'll stay on this side of the bridge where we, you know, the truck was, and I wait for that chance to get there. Because, you know, there is a saying that 10% of the water holds 90% of the fish. I mean, you need to be able to read the water. And for those of you that are getting into fishing, whether you're a fly fisherman or not, I would take a Trout Unlimited class because they actually teach you how to read the water. Really important. And there's another saying, 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish. I'd like to be in that category, and I'd say this on most days, yeah, I'm him. Hey, but there are some days, well, not so good. So here it is, 8 a.m., the season begins. You know, it's not like pro baseball where someone's going to get up and throw the first trout in. It doesn't happen that way. They are stocked weeks before, so they're already acclimated to the area. And it's really funny. Trout Unlimited actually did a study, and when they released trout, they wanted to see how long it took trout to eat native food because they're fed pellets in the hatcheries. And it took them between 5 and 10 minutes to become acclimated. Again, you always hear this word instinct. And as I'm traveling around the country and I talk about instinct, like here it is. That's what instinct is. It knows, hey, there's no trout pellets here. Oh, there's a nymph, you know, some type of aquatic insect, and they're going after it. Well, it is now 8:10, and Donnie B is in his waders in the river, and he catches a rainbow trout. Oh no. He now has bragging rights, for now that is, because you see, bragging rights can change as the day goes on. Well, after about a half an hour, there's no luck. But there's great luck for me because the guy in the ultimate fishing spot is moving on. I will be in fish heaven. Well, I walk with in my waders and my boots with my fanny pack of gear, my spin rod, and I'm heading over there. And I'm just going to take this break and let you know about that fanny pack because I'm going to tell you right now, if you have an idea in life about something, pursue it. This is going back, I'd say, 30 years. And, you know, everyone's carrying their tackle boxes through the woods and everywhere they're going, especially as trout fishermen. And I happen to be in the hunting section of a big store, and I see this huge hunting fanny pack for ammo and things like that. And I just decided, made a nylon, and I just decided I'm going to put my fishing gear in there, strap it a lot behind me, you know, basically sitting on your butt, fanny pack, and carry my fishing gear there. And I started to do that. And I never thought as a youngster that that would be a great marketable idea. Had I thought about that, I would be Joey B, the multi-jillionaire guy right now, because every company has a fishing fanny pack. And to this day, I still use the same fanny pack I started with my spin gear. I actually have a separate one for my fly gear, but that same fanny pack, and every time I put it on, I'm going, could have been a jillionaire. So if you're sitting out there listening to this story going, man, that sounds pretty cool. Well, guess what? You definitely should. You know, any thought you have, pursue it. Hey, but wasn't this show about snakes? So now, I am in the ultimate fishing spot. Sun is shining on my face. April morning in the 60s. You see, the key thing about the sun shining in my face is that means the shadow is behind me. See, fish, especially trout, Well, they don't want predators coming up on them, and they will actually see shadows coming across the water and obviously move into hiding places because they are always looking for protection. So the shadow was in the right place. It's behind me, and I'm there like maybe 10 minutes or so. And while I'm fishing away, a garter snake races across my boots and disappears into the leaf litter. Well, I continue fishing for, you know, a little bit while, waiting for that big moment. Well, a few minutes passes by, and that pesky snake now goes back over my boots from the opposite direction. Well, I'm fishing, not successful right there, and the ultimate spot, there was not even a hint of fish. So, I guess I don't want to say dejected because I'm never dejected. Because think about this. I am out in the wild. I am seeing things. You're with your friends. You're having the greatest time in the world. But no fish. So I walk back over the bridge and I go back to my original spot. And I figure, let me just get back there. I could still get a little bit of fishing in and study the river. Remember, I want to read that river and plan my attack for the rest of the day. Because remember, Donnie B already had a fish and bragging rights. Well, that is, you know, for now. Because again, bragging rights can always change. So as I settled in, you know, another fisherman settled into the spot, which I'd now call the not-so-ultimate spot anymore. And after about 15 minutes, I hear the fisherman in the not-so-ultimate spot scream, "Snakes! Snakes! Snakes!" And I look over and across, and there are thousands of garter snakes all around them. Like, it is amazing to see this. My first thought as a scientist is like, wow, this is cool. My second thought as a fisherman, darn snakes disturbing my good fishing. My third thought was, hey, not me. So now I began to laugh because, you know, as a fisherman, hey, this is funny. I'm watching the guy, no exaggeration. He's got his fly rod or spin rod, and he's beating the ground at the snakes. Going, ah! And he's running up the bank and getting away from them. And then I realized, well, let's go back to being the scientist. And I said, wow, sunny day, 60s, sun hitting that bank. There had to be a snake den right there. The first fisherman who was there before the season began, or myself, probably kicked some of the leaves away from the front of the den. The sun went in, warmed up the bank, and there came out the snakes, thousands of them. And it was like, hey, it's springtime, time to go. You see, I had a snake den in my backyard growing up, and every, I guess, early spring, there would be, it wasn't quite thousands, it would be hundreds, but hey, think about this, if you had like 400 or 500 garter snakes in your backyard, and you know, I would pick them up and put them down, and I describe snakes as having personalities like humans, because most of the people you meet in life, they are really nice, and then there are some of the people that aren't so nice. Well, those snakes are not so nice, so you pick one up, and if he doesn't want to get picked up, he quickly lets you know, excuse me, do not touch me. And I remember one time picking up this little baby garter snake, and he bites onto my hand. He's like on my hand. And my mother, because she was always the protective mom, greatest mom in the world, and she's like, see, I told you you'd get bitten. So I put the snake with the hand with the snake, and I put it behind my back. I go, look, Ma. And I show her the other hand. I go, there's no snake. She goes, show me the other hand. And I put it out, and there's a little snake still attached to my hand, like hanging, dangling down. So, I guess me and snakes, well, we go a long way. But that story of, you know, just watching those guys, you know, or watching that fisherman, it was like that movie, I guess, and I'm not a movie guy, Indiana Jones, when he's talking about, like, I hate snakes and Indiana Jones and there's snakes all over. It was definitely, that was the picture that you would have in your mind. So overall, it was a great day. I caught a brown trout. Jimmy Toots, he got a rainbow trout. But Donnie B, two rainbow trout, bragging rights. But hey, I'm the optimist. Well, you know, we're going to be fishing next week, and he's got bragging rights only till next week. So don't look now, but there's another crazy adventure with critters coming to you your way. This is Joey B. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. That was awesome.